debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And dear Trump, this is from Occupy Democrats. Dear Trump, this is why Norwegians don't immigrate to the United States. The world happiness rank for the United States, we're number 19. Norway, number one. The world human freedom rank, we are number 23. Norway, number 13. The world peace rank, we are number 114. Way down there in terms of who promotes, sustains, and participates in peace. Norway, number 14. The world murder rate. We have the ninth highest murder rate in the world. In the world. I mean, and there's countries that are like having wars. There's countries that have been taken over by drug lords. There's Al-Qaeda. We're number 9 in the world in terms of murders. Norway is number 76. The world gender equality rank, we are 45th, which puts us, keep in mind, there's only 34 countries in the Organization of Economic, OECD, or Organization of Economic Cooperation, whatever it is. Anyway, there are only 34 nations in the OECD. These are the developed countries in the world. And we are number 45 in the world. So not only do we miss all of the developed countries, we're like in the developing country region when it comes to gender equality. Norway is second in the world. In fact, Norway requires all corporations to have 40% of their board of directors women, minimum. It's a law. I'll get to more of those things in just a second, but continuing through this list, these are just very simply the reasons why when Donald Trump says, you know, rather than having Haitians come to America, we'd like to have Norwegians come to America, the Norwegians are just saying, no thanks. You know, and it's not just Donald Trump that the Norwegians are rejecting. It's all this stuff. GDP per capita in the United States. This is gross domestic product. This is all economic activity in the United States. This includes all the billionaires and all the big corporations and everything. The GDP per capita in the United States is $57,000. It's not income. It's just a reflection of basically how wealthy a country is on a per capita basis. We are at $57,000. Norway is at $70,800. In other words, Norway on a per-person basis is wealthier than the United States. The world primary education rank, we are 53rd in the world. Again, only 34 countries in the OEC, Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. That's what it stands for. We are 53. We're in the developing country status when it comes to education. Primary education, K through 12, 53, Norway's number 21. Guaranteed full health care in the United States? No. In Norway? Yes. National unemployment rate, both countries 4.1%, but we calculate ours differently than Norway does. We don't count, quote, discouraged workers. So if you live in an area
say, in Appalachia, you know, or in many of the inner cities in this country where there just simply aren't any jobs, and you've been out of work for more than a year, we don't even count you anymore as unemployed. If we did, our actual unemployment right now would be between 8 and 9%. Norway, it's 4.1%. National annual gun deaths. In the United States, it's around 16,000 a year. People die from guns. In Norway, fewer than 10. The national poverty rate in the United States, 16%. In Norway, it's 10. And our life expectancy is 78 years. In Norway, it's 82 years. Might give you some clue as to why Norwegians aren't coming to the United States. A great article over at Slate.com, Why Don't Norwegians Immigrate to the United States? And they say, just look at life for working parents. Norway now has a higher life expectancy at birth than the United States, lower rates of infant mortality, lower unemployment, and access to the European Union's labor market. Norway ranks first in prosperity. It ranks first in political freedom. It ranks first in press freedom, higher than the United States. Norway has one of the world's most generous paid leave programs for new parents who together, that's mom and dad, or mom and dad and dad, are entitled to roughly a year of paid leave after the birth of a child. And Norway requires that a certain percentage of that leave be taken by the father if a family wants to qualify for the entire leave period. This daddy's day approach, this is, again, I'm sharing this from a piece by Lisa Mundy over at Slate.com. This daddy days approach is backed by social science showing that men who take paternity leave are more likely to share parenting and housework, not only at birth, but going forward throughout the life of their child. Norway also provides subsidized child care. Do we here in the United States? And encourages a corporate culture where afternoon meetings are scheduled with pickup times in mind for your kids getting out of school. The country has a female prime minister. She was just at the White House last week. And a commitment to gender parity. There is a quota system in which public companies, publicly traded companies, must have 40% board representation from both genders. In fact, Norway has one of the world's highest labor participation rates for women. And it's not like in the United States where it's, oh, I've got to do this because my husband can't make enough money to support the family. No, it's people finding fulfillment in the workplace, doing what they love, you know, becoming doctors and engineers and scientists. A couple of months ago, I was in Norway. Louise and I were in Norway in Svalbard, where the Norwegian, they have this institute that measures methane gas. We're working on a documentary on global climate change. And we were interviewing all these scientists. I would say at least half and maybe even two-thirds of the scientists that we interviewed, these are real hardcore scientists, people who are experts on biology, the ones who are studying methanotropic and methogenic bacteria, geologists who are studying formations that are hostile or friendly to the formation of methane, all these kind of things. I would say more than half of them were women. That's Norway. The United States, on the other hand, offers no universal child care, no universal early education, no universal right to health care. By the way, you know how many countries, the main countries that provide no paid leave to parents? Suriname and Papua New Guinea. In the United States, we are literally the only wealthy country in the world that does not offer that simple human benefit of paid leave for workers who become parents of children. And is it any wonder then that people are waiting until their 30s to have kids? And then this one, this headline, this was from Agence France-Presse, published in The Guardian, theguardian.com. Just the headline kind of says it all. Norway aims for all short-haul flights. Now we're talking about aircraft. Norway aims for all short-haul flights to be 100% electric by 2040. 100% electric. Norway already has more electric cars than any other country in the world and is building electric ships. Mr. Falk Peterson, who is the chief executive of Avinor, the public operator of Norwegian airports, Dag Falk Peterson. So this is a guy who runs all the airports in Norway. He said, when we have reached our goal, air travel will no longer be a problem for the climate. It will be a solution. Electric air travel will also have half the noise and the operating costs of conventional aircraft. And by the way, both Boeing and Airbus are working on developing all-electric, you know, large transport planes. And then, you know, it's not just Norway. Berlin, for example, we're struggling. You know, New York City is having horrible problems with their metro rail system. Washington, D.C. having problems with their metro rail system. In Berlin, they just cut a deal with Adidas, I believe it is, and to release a new line. Yeah, Adidas. You can buy a pair of shoes now from the Berlin government, and those shoes have a chip built into them, which is your pass for the full year for the entire mass transit system in the city of Berlin. All you do is walk on the train because it detects your shoes. And we can't even keep, you know, damn trains from derailing? Because, you know, Republicans, we can't spend money on infrastructure. No way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Why would any self-respecting European want to come to the United States? We'll be back. Huge show today. We start out with Senator Bernie Sanders talking about how the Democrats should respond to what the Republicans are up to right now with the whole budget stuff. Lori Wallach on about trade. We talked about why Norwegians aren't coming to America. Incredible stuff. Check it out. Commercial-free podcasts are available at TomHartman.com. And, of course, clips of the show right here on YouTube.